All right, bet. This is like damn near like, was it fucking daytime television? Like that more like Maury, like Ratchet TV, you know what I'm talking about?
Like shit, like you stayed home one day from school.
You ain't had nothing to watch.
Catching like, all the whack ass
shit. That was literally my schedule. It was like early morning BET, Sean and Eddie and Wayne's Brothers. And then after that, like I would just be watching Maury and Jerry Springer.
The Wayne's Brothers need a, are they on Netflix though? Or are they on Hulu?
I feel like only Marlon's making movies. I wish, I miss when they all did.
That's because he was putting all the work in the beginning.
Was it?
Still grinding it out.
They funny.
Huh?
It was funny, though.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. I didn't like the scary movies.
I was about to say, you didn't like scary movies?
No.
You're chopped, bro. Like, I think the first four were good. The first four were
first
good.
Four?
Yeah.
So the last two, they didn't even write.
Which ones?
Three and four.
They, oh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think Warner Brothers actually, like, owns that. Okay. Which is what the whole... That's why they stopped making them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
But yeah, welcome to... What episode is this? 18? Welcome to episode 18 of the Almanac Podcast.
I don't think it's 18.
Put bread up.
Nah, you got that. You got that.
My shit up. Welcome to episode 18 of the Almanac Podcast. My name's Alex, and I'm here with my boy, Eddie.
What's up? Button man, what happened? I got a longer arm.
Well, put it in front of you. Do your thing. Oh, do your thing. There you go. You be in charge.
Say that.
How you doing, man?
I'm chilling. Chilling. We
just chilling.
I feel like we had to introduce you. I'm just saying. Like, I feel so rude.
We just pretend like she's not there.
Yo, there's somebody here. Everybody, just know that. She's like
perfect.
She did jump. She did shoddy from Powerpuff Girls. I never show her face. Like just hear the voice, just the hips and the voice.
But she's not on camera either, so it's like
I'm gonna tell y'all, yo, use your imagination. What is she? What do y'all think she sounds like? Send artist renditions to the Almanac Podcast.
Yeah, send over some Instagram accounts. Say yay or nay.
Yay or nay. And we'll let y'all know if
it's fine. That's not her.
That'd be crazy though, right? Yo, imagine if niggas hit 10 for 10. Like, yo, oh, damn, you famous.
Yeah, so a lot of shit's been like stirring up since the last time we recorded. Well, we've been recording, but not everything's been coming out. Mainly because we're just testing shit out.
Yeah.
And you know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess we still need to still touch on right now the Will Smith and the Jada situation. I didn't know if you wanted to shed some light on that.
Oh yeah, bro. That was like the funniest shit ever.
What? Like what part?
Just like, I mean, like I already knew about it. Like I had I had heard that rumor like a year ago. I didn't like. That's why like when it got brought up now, I'm just like, oh, like are y'all like. I thought
we doing
like,
this right now?
Yeah, like, we doing this right now? Like,
this is bullshit.
Who brought it up? That's my point. Like, who brought it back up? Like, I thought this was old news.
August had to. August was doing it for his rollout for his album.
Yo, I think that's crazy. That's like
he
real.
Said, I'm going to bring up some mess. Just
some
for
mess.
My...
Yeah, like, I just feel bad. Like, because, like, she didn't really have anything to do with that. Like, yo, like, she did, but she didn't have anything to do with that.
And she should have been like, that album's trash.
I didn't realize it was an open relationship also. I heard that they've always had like an open relationship, even with their like, not with their kids, but you mean like even like their method of parenting is open, like
yeah.
They're full expressive, like that's why they let this nigga wear a Batman suit to a wedding, like feel me, like I'm not
the white one,
yeah, when he wore a white Batman suit to I think it was like Kanye's wedding,
really,
yeah. Jaden Smith wore a
I'll
white,
be fucking pissed if
Batman.
I was getting married and Jaden Smith comes through in a white Batman suit.
You ain't fucking with it.
No, I'm like, bro, you can't be here.
All right,
it's time for you to go.
How do you feel from a female perspective about it? If someone pulled up to your wedding,
well,
in the
well
Batman
let's
suit.
Talk about like what are the like the highlights of the whole situation, right?
Okay.
So like in the beginning, like well, from my perspective, August Alsina like is using this as a rollout, and it's dirty business. But like now, hearing it was a rumor when you first heard about it, right?
Yeah.
So then the second time, it's all being confirmed. You know the entanglements and whatnot.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the word entanglement being
like,
used the way she used it? Like,
but didn't she like deny that shit?
What do you mean?
I heard she denied it at first.
Denied what?
That they was fucking.
Oh,
like she was
well,
like,
I don't
nah,
know
it's
that.
Not true. And then she then like, I think the more people drew more attention to it, she's like, all right, I'm gonna talk about it on the table. Like, cause like I thought like I feel like that table was a setup. Like everybody get on that table get fucked up. Like. I like that whole, like, even with like, the whole Jordan Wins thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I feel like her career went up after that whole Red Table jump.
Yeah, you but, get like all the
it's
dirt
crazy
out.
How they blew her shit up, and then this nigga stayed like, and this nigga Tristan Thompson and that and is it which Kardashian was he with?
Tristan. Oh, Khloe.
As I say, like, think about it. They drug Shardy through the mud, and they still stayed together and had more kids. Like, that's, like, fucked up. I'm like, that table fucks people up.
Yeah. I mean, you saw Will Smith during that little interview.
I thought that was... It hurt me. Like, I don't know. It hurt me watching it. Like, I feel like he's an overall nice guy, but I don't know
hurt
his dirt. I don't know his dirt.
Hurt your pride?
Yeah, like, I'm like, yo, he's one of the good ones. You didn't have to do it. Like
he saw our boy from Philly.
Yeah, like, our boy from Philly's a good one.
Yeah, I can't believe she just pulled out the word entanglement. I was like,
the part that fucked me up when she was like, I just wanted to feel good. I was like, I know that ate him. I'm like, yo, any girl say that? Like, yo.
Boy, like, if it was like, flipped.
Like, it's like, no, say, yo, that's what I'm saying. People are just like, yo, Will will be the biggest villain. I'm like, biggest villain since Heath Ledger. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's just a weird situation.
Yo, come on, bring your controversial ass thoughts into this. You smile like you got something to say.
The Kardashians do it all the time.
I think it's like, I mean, I just think it's crazy. Like, I don't know. I like, what's that called? A scam or like, you know, just something to, like, to bring your awareness up.
A publicity stunt.
Thank you. That's what I meant. Like the same one that the bull from Empire did. Oh,
Fuck was his name?
I forgot his name.
Julian?
No.
Julian or
something? Bouffle or fucking...
Bouffle? What the hell was his name? Yo, that Bouffle.
Jesse Smollett.
What's his
name?
Yeah.
There we go.
Bouffle's Bouffle. Close. Bobby Boucher. We was talking about Adam Sandler movies.
Hold on. I'm going to have to stop this real quick.
There. Back in my old what?
Okay, so back in my Omegle days.
Omegle.
It's the website. It's like chat roulette.
Yeah, I remember that.
I would go on there. You know, my mom got me a laptop when I was younger. She wouldn't really, like, take me out to do things, so I was stuck on a laptop. My friend put me on. I was like, fuck it, we on. I got a webcam. I pulled up Omegle. It was cool. You know, some, like, cool girls popped up. You know, we skipped them. A lot of cool conversations. Before we know it, it's like 2 a.m. and all you see is people fucking on there. Like, dicks. I was like 13, 14 watching people just have sex. Like, they'll just be there fucking with them. And I'll be like, oh my God. Yeah, looking at you. I guess that'll like turn them on, but that really put me onto some things. I witnessed a lot of that.
Like what?
After that incident, no one was lit after that. She was the only person that fucked. So, you know, the screen refreshed automatically, you know, ASL, age, sex, language, you know who you're talking to. The cameras are loading. You know, this is back in the day, so the internet wasn't, you know, 5G.
Yeah, you got the AOL joint.
Yeah.
Dial-up.
So, So, as it's loading up, you know, I'm there, like, I was very young. I was flat-chested, but I was trying to pop my little boobies up, you know. I was trying to look really cute. I was really close, so they would think I'm old enough to be on there. Mm-hmm. And, like, they were just fucking. Like, it was literally...
Were they giving you eye contact?
They were No, they weren't paying attention to me. They looked at me to make sure it was connecting. So they looked, and they're like, all right, I'm
they said,
sorry.
You're
and
good? They started all right, fucking. We're good.
Literally, that shit was crazy. And ever since, I just... loved going on there. You didn't know what you would get. Sometimes there'll be conversations with people in, you know, different countries.
Yeah.
People fucking a guy, you know.
She's definitely
his meat.
She's definitely
sometimes
talking.
I'd even see women, like, you know, playing with toys and masturbating and stuff. Mm-hmm. This is, I don't know, like, can I say whatever?
You can say whatever.
Okay.
You know, we're literally not censoring.
One time I was with my friends. It was four of us. It was a sleepover. Uh-huh. And we went on Omegle. I was not in my house. It was like their computer system and all that. So we're on there, and some guy who's like, oh, like, tell me what you want me to shove it in my asshole. And he literally, you know what those Comcast old remotes, the real bulky Comcast ones? He put, like, Vaseline on it, and he literally, like, shoved it, like, in his asshole. I swear to you, and I witnessed that, and
did
I was, like,
scream?
13. But, like, my cousins were low-key gay, because it was, like, because why are you, like, it was me and two guys and a girl. And we're all like relatives and stuff. They was controlling the computer. The boys was controlling the computer. They're like, oh yeah, what should I tell him to put in my butt? What should I tell him in the butt or whatever? And he's like, oh, the remote, the remote. He grabbed it, lubed it up, and he was just there in the camera. Bad quality, like, doing it. It was crazy. I was mind blown.
Shawty was watching snuff films too, I bet.
Listen, it was them. It was the guys definitely controlling that. Because they could have easily pressed stop, and we would have went on to the next one.
Oh, you could have easily
they was with No, what, they was going right the computer. I was just a visitor.
You could have
pulled
the plug. You could have did a lot of things.
Listen,
y'all all like that.
Y'all all were in on it. Like, yo, that's crazy.
What they
fingers.
Say, curiosity kills the cat.
The boys had control.
I plead the fifth.
The fuck were you handcuffed? Tied?
I plead the fifth.
they was pulling our eyelids back. So. Look at it.
Oh shit.
On Bird Box, on Bird Box shit.
You're horrible.
Oh shit.
That's crazy. Hey, but back to this Jaden Smith.
Oh, hold on. Do you have any Omegle stories or like chat?
I was never on.
Really?
I didn't have a webcam.
Oh.
I never had a webcam on my desktop or my laptop.
Yeah, the first time I went on it was like, it was me and my boy, and I don't remember, we were like in sixth grade or something. It was like, we're having a sleepover, and he was like, yo, check this out. Yeah, so I'm gonna leave it at that. It's just
check this out.
I was like, that's the whole website.
I said, bro, like, I missed the whole, what is it? The
just dude,
the
like, so wave. Many dudes just jacking the fuck off. It's crazy.
The whole Uvu wave, I missed that, bro. Because I didn't have a fucking webcam. Like, how am I supposed to be out there?
So you had a regular childhood, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I had a regular
can't
childhood.
Can't relate.
I really went outside and did shit. Like, I saw the sun, like.
We out here seeing people fucking.
Right.
All right. So, but yeah, back to the Will and Jada thing. Entanglement.
Entanglement. Why? Like, how did? Like, how did you feel? Was you, like, I just think that's a funny word. Like,
I was just
he called. He was quick to call it. Like, what?
I think.
What is
I
that?
Think we took like. I don't know. I think as men, like, we took a little slap to the face because I feel like guys do that type of shit all the time. Like, they'll flip the words just a little bit. And, like, I didn't like being on the other side of that one, honestly.
I never heard.
Like, I'm not going to lie.
I never heard, like, bro.
That was a new one. I feel like women have been keeping that one in the tuck for a grip, and Jada just, she pulled it out.
I'm not, I can't, I've never been in that position. I can't, I can't say that. Okay. I can't say that.
All right.
So, like, that's what I was like, I'm like, I've never heard, like, a man try to, like, word it differently. Like, lying is one thing, but entanglement, like, what the fuck is an entanglement? Like, I could lie and be like, oh, nah, I was just, me and Shari just went to get food. I could say that. But I'm saying,
that's
like,
not an entanglement.
But, like, that is what I'm saying. But, like, what do you call, like, to explain yourself and to use the word entanglement?
I think
that's
that,
your little friend. Like,
a little friend, my ass. I think no,
that's
best
your little
word.
That's your little friend. It's not the equivalent. Like, I don't think there's any other equivalent.
There's no.
I wouldn't regularly refer to someone as an entanglement. That's just me not trying to say the truth. Like,
yeah, well,
I'd rather
yeah.
just, you know, that's what it is. You got to say what it is.
I think that was her safe way of just being like, we're fucking.
Literally. No, they knew they was fucking. Maturely. They was fucking.
Like, the most mature. How old is Jada? Like, in her 50s, 40s, 50s?
I think so.
Something like that. That's, like, the most mature way you can say that at that age.
Because
when you're, like, in your 40s and 50s, you're not trying to yell, it's fucking. Like,
yeah, that's probably why the old heads ain't fucking with it. I'm approaching it wrong.
I don't know. That, I don't know. The word is just really funny to me, but yeah, I guess. I don't know. Well, so watching it, Will Smith was also just like, looked like he was holding back a little. Like, so I've been seeing like the clip of him. It looks like he's holding back tears. It wasn't like that during
They said there was a video of him like afterwards and it looked like he was crying.
Oh, so it's part of the shit that was cut and edited.
Well, it wasn't. No, it's like after the next day after. Like,
oh shit!
They had a different fit on. He was on like Instagram. And it looked like he was just got done balling.
Oh damn, that's sad.
I feel like
see what you did.
Heartless.
Y'all can't
like,
handle it.
Heartless. We can't. I don't like it.
We can't handle it.
Can you?
I can't.
No, I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I can't handle that. No. All those
like,
years and
you're
fucking your son's best friend.
Oh.
Pretty
what,
much,
because
they were
is?
Best friends. Yeah, he was Jaden's best friend, and but
he
when she was healing
nah,
him,
he used him to get
remember she
to
was
Jada.
Healing him.
That's the difference. He used him.
Probably did. He did a great job.
I know a lot of niggas that would be willing to fuck Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, approach of like
she even
health.
Said it. You know, he came to her in a time of need. You know, she was healing him.
I'm in
that
a time
was his
of
best
need right
friend.
Now.
Healing him, shit. We all need a lot of healing.
Listen,
is that all it
she
takes?
Was saying,
be broken?
But she was enjoying it, though.
Oh, I know. I see that.
Yeah, I mean, she's... I mean, Bo got years on Will. My man was writing them hits.
His stamina is up there.
My man...
His? Will's?
I mean, no.
Oh,
I mean,
you know.
I wouldn't...
How would you know? What was you?
I do not know.
Oh, so you know August's body.
I'm assuming, you know, he's young, you know.
I don't know how old August is.
He's like mid-20s, right?
You listen to his music?
No.
All right, so this whole... Were you aware about this happening while it was happening? Like, the whole him trying to release music and the rollout?
I first became aware of this subject when I seen his first interview saying that he was, like, in love with her and that was the love of his life. And then when Jada spoke about it, I was very late.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hmm. So, I watched the Red Table or whatever. I pulled it up on YouTube. Yeah. That's fine, like...
Okay.
No, but she was very, like, dismissive of the situation. Like, yeah, yo, you're fucked up. You know, but, yo, you, like, yo, she was just like, yeah, you know, he, honestly.
Yeah, well, it was funny because when Will was just like, well, describe what happened, Jada. And she was just, like, stuck, staring at the floor real quick. And she was like, and then she whooped out the entanglement word. And I was like, wow. I don't know. I'm still not over it. What would you do if your girl was just like, or, because you don't have a girl. Right.
Hold on. Where the gunshots at? Oh, okay. All right. I thought we both single. All
right. Yeah. So, like, if you were in a relationship and she used that word, damn, that's just I can't even describe
someone she was having sex with while you were on a break.
And it's your son's best friend.
Right. Just sprinkle that in there, you know.
And Drake's just around.
Drake's around people, the whole thing. I think I'd be more hurt. I'd be more hurt towards Drake.
You didn't let me know.
That is too close to home.
You
didn't let me know, bro.
Like, I thought
that was too close to home. Out of all the people she could have had sex with, it had to be him. Like,
I just think it's,
you know, if it, like, she obviously didn't care about him because the way she, you know, referred to him in that video, she, like, I would have felt humiliated. Yeah, I would have felt humiliated. You just did that thing. You would die knowing that she's the love of your life. And she's like, oh, yeah, I was dealing with him.
That was an entanglement. Oh, they don't even think about that.
What?
Some started called you the entanglement.
That's like degrading.
And y'all thought you were serious?
I think that's degrading.
That hurts too.
My feelings would be hurt.
That hurts way more. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, she's slapping two dudes at once.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You can't be a side dude to catch feelings. It's like, it's a hard...
Well, he fucked up side dude rule number one.
Yeah, they both fucked
Don't
up.
Don't tell.
Right.
They both fucked up.
That's what happens.
Keep your fucking mouth shut.
But
you think that's worthy? You think Will should have popped a cap in Jada's ass? Just like...
No, I didn't say any of that. It's more so like, I just, like, the amount, it's like, I what I will say is he was mature about it.
Oh, very.
It was just like, bro, like... I'm not saying, like, I wouldn't do nothing. Like, I would just be more upset than he showed.
How do you feel about that?
That's just how I feel. I would have had acted out on it, yeah. But it's just more so like if she would have said entanglement, I would just call it right on the bullshit. I'm like, nah, like,
right.
I would have pressed it. I would have got serious. Like, yo, what is that?
Well, he did. Like, he did.
But he was like nonchalant.
He corrected her. He was like, relationship. Like,
I'm like, I'm not here to be cute. Like, I'm not. I'm never like here to be cute. Like. We being serious, like, yeah. I get that it's your show, but like,
let's be real.
Let's be real.
You brought yourself here.
I'm like, you was like this with Jordan, so I'm gonna be like this with you. You was pressing Jordan. So
I haven't seen a peep from her since that, though.
But see, like that, it like now that like I'm hearing it now, I'm like, this is a. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm mad right now.
You're
like, it's like, yeah, I'm shooting blanks today.
Oh.
We don't got a button for
all
that.
All day, no button.
That's not a problem right now.
Use the gunshots.
But, like, what I'm realizing is, like, I just don't think, like, I can't understand an open relationship.
Oh, okay.
We can talk
about that.
Y'all might as well just be friends.
I've had a couple friends that were in open relationships.
You might as well just be friends. And just like when you really need that.
Be inside? Like being a side dude? Kind of thing?
Kind of. Like it's more so like a. Like, if you're fond, you're very fond of them, it's like a lifetime contract. You know, so, all right, like, yo, like, no matter what, I got you. You need some.
So how do you feel about marriages then? Huh? How do you feel about marriages then?
Like marriages?
Just marriage in general, yeah.
I respect the concept of it. I just don't think the ceremony necessary for me. Like,
why?
Like, I don't need everybody here because just like y'all not gonna be in the crib. Like, y'all not gonna be able to experience this. Like, what if you would get the same idea if you just got the photos. Like, you saw me and Babe. You mean Doug eat out? Fancy, had me and her have a nice dinner. Like, you can have the photos of that.
That's like a very guy thing to say. You know what I mean?
It is a very guy thing to
like,
say.
Because, like, women would not. Well, I mean, you can speak on it. Women, like, how long have you been thinking about your marriage and how that ceremony is going to go down? You don't even care what he looks like.
I'd rather have it in
You don't even know what he looks like.
No, yeah.
You got the whole thought.
I have, like, you know, silhouette there. No, but. I honestly don't fuck with my family. But I've always said I wanted a big wedding, but. When it really comes down to it, I probably have just a small, like, ceremony, you know, change the rings and all that with my close, like, my close family.
Yeah.
Like, the people I really fuck with. Only, like, the valid people are pulling up to my wedding. I'm sorry. No kids. I don't want any kids. I'm blowing it down.
Wedding like, crashers.
Well, that's a thing. Yeah, yeah.
And I want my honeymoon to be, like, a destination honeymoon. I want to spend more money on the honeymoon than everything else. But it has to be nice.
All right, so what's your ideal honeymoon, then?
I want to go. Idlers. I have like a whole like. I have it all typed out. I can't tell you off the top of my head right now. No, yeah, I have an itinerary. No, I want to go to all the nice islands. You know,
yeah.
Just go around and come back. Like at least visit like 2-3 islands.
Thing? Oh yeah.
No, I want to. Well, I guess it would be a cruise. Oh, that seems like a more logical
like
it, way.
Yeah, if you do like
yeah,
a
logically,
cruise,
yeah, a yeah, cruise yeah. or something.
And just stop by every island, going down this like the Americas.
Have to get like the best though.
See, you
I'd definitely
say that,
rather go on a vacation.
They don't want the ceremony.
And take pictures. Yeah, because the ceremony can have, like, your close family.
Yeah.
Like, the valid people.
That,
like,
that's what I mean, I'm cool with that, like, immediate family. Mm-hmm. But, like, to have, like, everybody that can possibly. You know what? I want as many people as I can that
I can
make
less.
It to be there. Like, no. Like, I feel like that's usually the idea. And that's like, nah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was just asking.
No, I definitely want to have good vibes in my wedding. And I could care less. Like, I'm sorry, like, you're not pulling up if I ain't fucking with you for that day. Like,
yeah, I
love you from a
I've
distance,
to, like,
but it's my wedding. Like, I don't need you to start your shit.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Don't
that.
Bring your dirty
Let's say, security. Get her. Get her out of my fucking shit.
Time for you to go.
I
really would.
I just don't think they're that serious.
Okay.
How about you?
I don't know.
It's like, it's more like a what y'all want thing. Like, you're like...
Yeah, I think
it's a 50-50 thing. Like, you feel me? Like, we can't agree to it, then it's probably not meant to be.
Yeah, I think as a guy, like, you just have to, like, when that time comes and you've been in a relationship for so long, like, you just have to just be ready to spend the bread for it.
Yeah.
Like, that, I feel like for a guy, that's all it is. Huh?
Open that pocketbook.
Exactly.
Make them checks.
Shit, funny story. I heard the bride's parents pay for the wedding. That's last check. All right, if y'all really want to get married. Let me talk to your dad real quick. That's not true. He was moving.
If y'all can see my face right now. Huh? If they can see my face right now.
She rolling her eyes. Oh, shit.
I mean, like, that's just, like, an opinion, okay. though.
I was just asking, because, like, if, like, being in a relationship with Will, like, Will and Jada have been, like, I guess they hit, like, a certain celebrity point where it just doesn't really matter what the type of shit they go through. They kind of have to just keep pushing because there's. I feel like there's so a high level like celebrity.
You do. I feel like it's to maintain an image, and they feel like if they break that image, it like it
breaks.
It ruins false hope. I mean, I feel like that's actually the case now. Like I feel like I sent you that meme where it was like, "Oh, I done broke three bitches' hearts today." He's like, 10 more to go. He's like, this for you, Will. I feel like a lot. I mean, there's a lot of memes on Facebook. Just like, yo, see females is on that type of time, too. I ain't trying to hear no more niggas ain't shit. Why? Like, I'm like, y'all ain't saying shit when Jada do it. Like, I'm like, but God forbid Tristan do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, my God.
That's what it comes down to, like.
August should have just shut the fuck up.
He should have just shut the fuck up. Right.
So it's crazy. August fucked it up for them. August fucked it up for them. We chilling.
I think he fucked it up for everybody.
He made that shitty ass song.
He's not even like.
I mean, no, I'm not. I didn't care for the album at all. I'm like, I just
Why
I like his older shit. His older shit, I like. Like the shit he came out when he first started. Mm-hmm. Like I love this shit. The joint he did with Pusha T.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, like he had some solid joints.
When was that? I feel like that was back in my high school days. Like, what was that, like 2000?
I want to say that's like, yeah, like freshman year, like 2008, 09-ish. Mixtape times when niggas was buying tapes out of the City Image. The $5 mixtapes. Oh, my fault. You making that face, you had LimeWire. My bad.
My uncle did.
She didn't have
my uncle had me plugged in. He definitely did.
I was that
he
uncle.
Had me plugged in.
Yeah. I was like, I got you. So whatever you want. Everyone's on MP3.
Fuck my desktop.
Yeah, fuck this computer, right? Wait, that's what came out in 2013.
Okay. No, the fuck it did not.
It did not come out in 2013.
That's Wikipedia.
Right.
That's not Wikipedia. My teachers taught me better.
Fuck no, I use Wikipedia. Fuck that. Like, if y'all really want to know, you look for it. That should get me so mad.
All right, so right next up, we got Kanye running for president.
All right, I seen Chance the Rapper really endorsing that.
How do you feel about Chance? Let's talk about Chance.
How we just switched from Kanye president?
Because we're going to lean into it. We're not switching.
I feel like we talked about Chance before.
Have we?
Yeah, you don't like him. I feel like we established that.
Okay. Maybe I just have so much strong hate.
It's like a really strong hate.
I just
want
to keep talking about it every time.
Like, yo, Chance, I hope you heard this. I don't fuck with your gospel ways. Like, that's what it sounds like.
I said, my wife.
My wife.
I love my wife. That's cool, man.
But he's like really pushing the whole like Kanye West. I mean, I'm not.
But what's exactly happening? Like, is Kanye like actually running for president?
Cause I heard he withdrew already.
Withdrawal.
Yeah.
So he just rolled it out and then just retracted it.
Yes.
Sound like his album.
That sounds like what he does in general.
Yeah.
It's really like my man literally says something and then takes it back.
Yeah.
Because, yo, I didn't mean that Tay Swift, but for then, like, 2 years later, like, not for real, the well, fuck you, Tay Swift.
That was a funny situation because he had the whole, like, phone call recording saying that, or she saying that it was okay to, like, post that. So,
It's weird. Yeah, that whole situation was really weird.
It was.
I don't even care for it, but it's like, I don't really care for Taylor Swift. She's weird to me.
Taylor Swift, I don't even know what she's doing.
She started off, like, I used to think she was. I ain't gonna lie, I had a little crush on Taylor Swift when she was all country. I was like, y'all fuck her little country ass.
Okay.
But,
wow.
You're real Kanye-ish for that one.
Real for real. I mean, he said, why can't I? Like, right. Freedom of speech. I'm exercising my right. Like,
I guess. I feel like he said it for more of a publicity stunt.
Publicity. I mean, this off the heart.
That way.
Off
the heart. Well, he was just really high.
When she said, when you, what was the fuck? What's that song? I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I literally just knew her for her.
Okay.
Like, I was like, is she all right?
Yeah. I think she came out with a song with Kendrick, and that was probably, like, the last time I heard of her.
She made a song with Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
That don't even sound right.
Why?
It's kind of like when Drake did that commercial, that little Apple Music commercial where he's benching and while playing her music. It just didn't sit right.
It's like they don't fuck with each other for real.
No, because it's Drake's grown ass benching with another man above him, holding the, like, spotting him, and this nigga's blasting Taylor Swift. You could hear it, and they did it for her. Like, it's just it sat weird.
Like, bro,
she must have paid him the bag for that.
The bag, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't know.
Okay.
But back to Kanye West being president.
Yeah, okay. How did we trail off like that?
Yeah, it's crazy. bleep that out.
Alright.
I'm Jane Doe.
Oh, damn. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro.
I just peeped that.
You fucking up.
I did.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. On my August, I'll see that one. I'm on my August, I'll see
that. Alright. Yeah, so I don't know.
I better hope none of your niggas hear this. I'll look around.
I am available, guys.
He's gonna cut this. He's gonna cut that out. Don't worry.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
I'm available.
Available for entanglement now.
No. No, thank you. I don't want any of that.
But wait, there's more. I just really mazed the whole situation.
I love it.
I'm like, yo, if you hit her up now.
That destination honeymoon, though.
I'm like, if you hit her up now, you get a month off the OnlyFans.
Oh, shit. We should talk about OnlyFans. I feel like that was
after this Kanye shit, bro.
Right, all right, that's all right. That's right.
Let's get this list. Like,
yeah, I don't know. So the whole I heard he's not on the ballot. Well, I haven't seen. Well, there's no like voting that I'm aware of locally that he's been on. That'd be so weird. What's his real name? Did he change his real name to Kanye? Like, it's not going to show up Kanye West on the ballot.
That'd be crazy.
It would be crazy. I'd be like, wow, he really changed his name.
You can do that.
You probably can.
He has the money for it. It's just more so like the wait time. The wait time having to go through.
Oh, so he had a rally in South Carolina.
But think about
that's it. That's how it starts. Damn.
But it's like, I don't know. I mean, like, you have to think about it. I wouldn't want to change my name just to the fact, like, having to wait through, like, for Social Security, birth certificates, having to change every bank, everything. Like, fuck all that.
Like, yeah.
Even get new license, registration. Fuck, like, fuck that. That's, like, literally restarting your whole life. Like, you really have to hate your name or, like, you really got something go following you.
Maybe he's, well, I see it as, like, a business thing, right? Like, I see it as, like, he's just trying to, like... Like, his name, like, I feel like once you get to a certain level, like, your name that, like, if you're, especially if you're an artist, you're trying to, like, reach another level of, like a tax bracket, or you're just trying to be way more successful, you're trying to just, like, brand yourself. So, like, I feel like the Kanye West brand.
You mean the same way, like, Drake goes by Drake instead of Aubrey?
Exactly. You know what I mean?
You don't think Aubrey's marketable?
Aubrey.
Aubrey. It just rolls off the tongue.
I'm not talking about Drake with you anymore.
I was being sarcastic.
I know.
I'm not hating on my man, but it's like, I understand why he did. Like, I get what you mean. Like, he did that.
Yeah.
Like, I damn sure bet none of his niggas is calling him Aubrey. Maybe. I just don't see it. Would you? Like, imagine him telling the bad shawty, like, yo, can you get Aubrey real quick?
He probably only has like, Aubrey.
The bad shawty, yo, go get Aubrey.
Ooh. Fucking it up, man. I don't know. I don't see Kanye like being a present, but I mean, how long has this rollout been happening? I remember when Kendrick Lamar was like saying
that he would run for.
Well, he said I'm voting for Mr. Kanye West for president.
For real?
Yeah. When did he do that? Like Black to Pimp a Butterfly was a while ago. Maybe you're not hip.
I don't know. I feel like Kanye really be on games, but sometimes I feel like this man's actually like mentally ill. Like,
I guess. You can't throw that on him like that.
Bro, he's nuts.
I'm nuts.
I mean, hey, I'm not birds of a feather flock together. You feel me?
I appreciate that.
You just lost out the flock. You feel me? You know what I mean? When niggas was going west, you went east.
I went up north.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just don't think, like, I was saying this with, like, the whole, when Donald Trump got elected, it's like, why would you put someone that's not qualified in that position? Like, the same reason I can't be a judge right now is the same reason Donald Trump shouldn't be in the office.
Oh, so like, you're saying since, like, Kanye doesn't
have political experience, it's like, my man, like, he's running a business, like, a lot of these niggas run businesses, and, like, I get that, that's like the Republican, like, the Republican view of things, whereas like democracy is more like what the people want. You know, we're gonna vote and listen to these people.
Right.
That's how I view it, anyway. But like, they're both businessmen. Donald Trump's a businessman. Obviously, you can see because my man endorsed the fuck out of Goya on Instagram. Like, my man, like, what president you know took pictures with like Coke shit? Like, just like old school Coke products. Like,
probably like a Kennedy.
Like Theodore Roosevelt was not posted up with a glass of Coke. Like, Kennedy. But no, my man had Sasong Adobo, all the, like the Maria cookies on it, the desk.
And you have the
for overall, if anything, like that, like white people should just be respecting Spanish people right now because yo, your boy put that on the desk. That's your y'all desk, and he put our shit on it.
I could finally come over, like, have seasonings on the food,
huh?
I said I can finally go over to the white neighborhoods and
right, yo,
the seasonings assured.
They're probably not even using the right combinations, though.
Oh, see,
they're probably just like free, like you know, because they're
the right combinations.
Yeah, they're using it, but
they're just mixing it all in.
They're like, yeah, okay, cool, Frijoles.
Yeah, you
like,
take it, diabetes.
Shawty took out the wafer, crumbled it up in the chicken,
right?
So like, everything's going on
for
this.
Some crunch.
Breaded Goya wafers. Oh, damn, we getting crazy. I'd be real good. I'd be on some Gordon Ramsay shit if I saw that.
Just no.
What the fuck is this?
Yo, that'd be crazy if I saw like a Gordon Ramsay like special and it was just all sponsored by Goya products.
I would
tune in
so
fast.
My man was sprinkling adobo on this joint. So what you want to do is put some... My man put some sanchichas and some spam on the joint.
Yo, I'll watch that so fast. I would love it.
You've never seen no like high class cook like cooking like normal food. They'll cook a gourmet burger, but they ain't making rice and beans with tostones. Like, let me see y'all doing do something freaky with this for me, please. Like, not freaky in the literal sense. I mean, somewhere like the cooking sense. Okay. Nah, she playing. She on games right now. She is on games.
No comment.
But yeah, that's just how I feel about Kanye West. Like, you're not qualified to do this. Like, I'm not saying like you're not.
Yeah, but so what I've been seeing as well is like Chance's saying that he has no policies that he's been backing that are bad, right?
Yeah.
So like his point is, oh, Kanye West hasn't signed any legal documents, as opposed to a politician that like, or like, let's say any politician that when you like sign a bill, there's good and bad things that you're signing off on, right?
Yeah.
And he, like his point of view is like, Kanye hasn't signed off on anything. All he wants right now is to not the opportunity. He just wants to get people out of jail and like
That has me leaning towards it is just one, like, I feel like I'm not with it, but like if it came down to the wire and I had to choose between Donald Trump and Kanye West, I'm picking fucking Kanye West. You got me chopped. Like, I would fuck Donnie, bro. Like,
yeah, I guess.
Because I mean, his wife is getting people out of jail. Kim Kardashian is getting people out of jail.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
it's like there's nothing he's not, in the back.
I'm like, it's just Bull might be mentally unstable. Is what I'm getting at.
I don't think he's mentally unstable.
You don't think
the real
so?
The question is, who's worse?
Who's worse of what?
They're both mentally unstable. Donald Trump.
I know, but I'm saying
Kanye
I would
West.
Pick Kanye if it came down to the wire. But if we're having a ballot of valid candidates, I'm gonna pick somebody that looks like they know what they're doing. Like, it's not like, it's like, valid. Like, I'm not trying to. I don't need a nigga that's hip in the office. I don't need a nigga that's hip to shit. I need a nigga that's real that knows what he's doing.
All right, but like in the same sentence, you would say that, oh, Donald Trump isn't hip to this, which is why he's working on this and that. But Kanye is, right?
Donald Trump isn't hip to it either, but he's not like he's but a
Kanye,
different.
I would say Kanye West is way more hip to the social policies that he's trying to push, as opposed to
like
Donald
what?
Trump.
What social policies?
Just getting rid of prisons in general.
Getting rid of prisons?
Yeah.
That's an interesting concept.
See, yeah. I don't know about.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, nigga. Like, yeah, with that, I mean,
definitely more opportunities for people.
For
you
people
know,
that are in prison, because not everybody's in there for like the right reasons.
Yeah,
yeah. Like,
you know what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah,
some
yeah,
people
yeah.
in jail. I'm gonna be real with you.
In a more just system, if anything.
I'm like, I don't.
Or like getting rid of like minimum sentencing. Like, if you get caught with something, you're like, you get slapped a sentence, like no matter what happens.
What?
So like Kanye's trying to get rid of that. Like, so if you, let's say you get caught with something, let's say here in PA, you still can get arrested for marijuana, right?
Yeah.
But it depends on the amount.
Okay.
But you're gonna get a minimum sentencing if you surpass that amount, no matter what. Like, even if like you're a gram off, like off the legal amount that you're allowed to have, right?
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because why wouldn't you be able to just fight for yourself? Oh, it's only a gram, this and that. But they slap on like 10 years on you, regardless. Just because you're 1 gram over or some shit like that,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got
so you. He's trying to get rid of that.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah. I just feel like at the point we're at in America, where like weed's damn near legal in most states, especially like it's medically, and like, but the point is it's being sold, and like people are like the people that are in jail for selling it. Like, I feel like those are the people that really shouldn't, like, there shouldn't be anything wrong. Like, I feel like we should be just legalized entirely,
like federally.
Yeah, like. And the people that have the charges already, like, are that doing time should all be released, because they didn't, like, it's different if they're doing it for, like, violent crimes, mm-hmm. but, like, for that, like, they just sold some bud, like, unless the nigga got died, because nigga, if you sold lace bud, that's different, you're kind of accountable. If you sold lace bud and nigga died,
you're kind of accountable.
You're kind of accountable, bro. Like,
okay.
It's like, you're kind of accountable. You did that. Like, you did the toss off. Like if, at the end of the day, if I alley-ooped the bag and you dunked it, I get the assist.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
You feel me? I throw sports, that, right? I can twist it however, whoever needs to understand it. Like,
ooh, hype. Sorry, go ahead. I was just bum rushing to another subject.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. With the Kanye thing, it's just whatever, I guess.
Whatever. Bro, this is, we live here.
Yeah, so, I know, but I feel like
my nephews live here, bro.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything, and I feel like if I don't see any results, like I already know who I'm kind of voting for, right? Like, you kind of already have that.
Donald Trump.
I'm not saying that.
You're not saying.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that. I could be voting for Kanye.
I
don't know.
I could take another four.
I'll vote for Harambe. I don't give a fuck.
Listen.
Take another four.
Nah, it's an embarrassment.
What?
Living in the United States.
To run for president.
Being in the United States is an embarrassment.
Not just living in the United States.
Well, even like... All right, so like when I went to Spain, everyone over there thought I was like a Donald Trump supporter. Like, seriously, they were like, you're American? What the fuck is going on over there with Donald Trump? And I was like, bro, you're preaching in the choir right now. Like,
nah, if it would have been me, they wouldn't ask me that.
Yeah.
They would have been like, oh, bro, I'm sorry. I know how they doing you, yo. Listen, I got a crib. You want to get...
Let's go have a good time.
Yeah, bro, I got a crib, bro. You gonna want to live out here.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie though. I heard like it's really not that different in other countries for for colored people too.
When it comes to politicians and the way they work over there,
I mean treatment in general. Like,
oh wow,
yeah. I mean, I heard the UK. Like, I heard UK ain't that nice to us either.
Yeah, the darks. Yeah. Dark skin.
I heard there's a couple parts.
Yes, us colored people.
Us colored
people.
Melanated individuals.
I mean, the idea came from somewhere. You mean like?
Yeah.
It just happened to land over here, too.
All right, we're going to the next one. I'm tired of talking about Kanye. I don't want to talk about Kanye.
I feel you.
Kanye's a rough subject single time he comes
out. That's your man's, though.
I love him music-wise, though. Like, his music just slaps. I want to tell you.
All right, so now we got Meg Thee Stallion being shot.
Well, go on. That's your man's. You're the Tory insider.
Oh, the Tory insider? Like, where does that come from? Because
you're OVO
to I just know because I listen to him. I don't really have anything related to that.
You now.
Now. Yeah, give me a little.
You going to Eddie's car.
I got the sessions coming. Anyway. Yeah, so he's saying Tory shot her. That's some nut shit.
Who's saying that?
They, the media, bro. Like, I don't. They saying it. I don't fucking know. Like,
I didn't know.
Crazy. You really think I'm tuned in? Like, I get it, bro. Did you shoot her? Like, I called this thing. Like,
you know who did this?
Like, and I just. But like, I don't know. Like, I just think the circumstances is weird. The way that both parties is handling is weird.
Well, how
cause like,
how are they handling it?
Cause like, I mean, all her people is like her producer, security. They're just saying like, yo, ain't no, that nigga ain't allowed around anymore. You're a dead man for me. Threats and shit. You know, like Twitter shit. Like delete, yeah, post, yeah. And delete. Like you won't see it, and then it's gone.
It's gone.
But somebody's gonna screenshot it.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna screenshot it.
You already know how that goes. Yeah.
So. Yeah, so pretty much there's that, and I guess, like, they're not, like, I got, like, Megan not even following Bo no more. Like, they're, like, I think it's crazy for the people that go in that deep, that you check to see that a celebrity's following another celebrity. Like, that TMZ shit is something serious.
Yeah, let them do the work.
Yeah, I'll let you do the work. Let me know. Let me know, and I'll talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, like, just make sure you give me my evidence. But
be accurate.
But, yeah, and I don't know, Bo was just saying... I guess Tory's out. I guess Tory got bailed out. You know,
so he was in jail? Huh?
He got arrested?
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was on the floor. Like,
I know
the
cop, nothing
the
about
the cops had him on the floor and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a video footage of, like, that. They were, it looked like a Suburban. Mm-hmm. Like a Suburban car.
I think it was in, like, Calabasas.
Wherever. Mm-hmm. It was definitely in L.A. But they were with Kylie Jenner that day. That was the weirdest part. She wasn't in that mix.
That's where she, yeah, I think she lives.
But, like, it just showed, you see Megan limping. Oh. And then you see Tori on the floor, like...
So there's
like,
a video.
Yeah, bro. And it's just like... I was like... When I saw that video, I was like, yo, what the fuck happened? like literally, it went... Like, I remember, like, going on Worldstar, and I see them at a pool, and then there's that. I'm just like, how did that escalate? And how are they saying that he did it? I'm like... But then I was like... It's gonna sound real grimy, but I was just like... they must have been... They must have been fucking or something. Like
to get that deep,
to get that deep to shoot a female.
Well, you were saying
that's not gangster, bro.
Yeah, but you were saying earlier, like he kind of like has like hints and evidence of him having that type of energy in his music.
Oh yeah, yeah, I said that. He said in the one song, I think it was like "Dope Boy Diary." He's like, I cheat, but I kill a bitch if she cheat on me. I was like,
we just witnessed that.
I was like, damn, bro. Like, I'm like, yo, who'd she cheat on you with? Like, who did she cheat on you with? Like, you, like, I just feel like when you deal with, like, somebody, like, just famous, attractive, whatever you want to word it, like, you should know you're not the only person that finds that person attractive.
I don't know. I hope she's okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I hope she's okay, too.
I'll try and get
she's definitely out. In America's prayers.
She's such an icon, I feel like. Like, I feel like yeah, last...
That's a very bold statement to say for someone who, like, I feel like she's very popular.
She's, like, the 2019 icon of, like, female rapper.
Okay.
Because, like, when in 2019 happened with music, it was like, what was it? The Baby and
what about Meg. Cardi?
No, not 2019.
When Cardi dropped that album?
Like 2018.
18.
Yeah. So yeah, 2018 was.
Yeah, 2019 was definitely Meg and the Baby. That was their year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And like even right now, I feel like with Meg, nothing has really slowed down.
Yeah, I mean, she got a song with Beyonce now. And like, she? Yeah. Beyonce hopped on that. Was it
Hot Girls remix?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, sir.
You know it's funny too, because when that song dropped, Beyonce had a lyric about OnlyFans, and OnlyFans account spiked up crazy that day. Oh. Every bitch made OnlyFans after that. Yo, for real. Like, oh, Beyonce said it's cool. All right, we're good.
I'm gonna make an OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Somebody's gonna pay for it.
Somebody. Even if it's just one.
It's just one for real. For $20 is $20.
What you want me to do? What you do for $20?
I'm wearing a cowboy hat. I'm wearing a cowboy hat and just that.
Let me drink this one.
That's a scary saying.
Is this yours or mine?
That's yours. All right. But, I don't know. I hope Meg's fine.
I'm wearing a cowboy hat and just that. I'm just saying.
What do you think What? Go ahead.
No. Keep going. No, let me. I'm sorry. I interrupted you, Alex.
Oh. Well, I guess. Who do you feel like has been having like a good music year this year?
This year?
Yeah, because like Meg Thee Stallion and the Baby were having a great year 2019, right? Y'all look it up. He's just like, who's in my Serato right now?
Who's in my recents? I mean,
that's
like,
from this year.
That's hard, bro. I feel like everybody
dropped. It's been such a weird year.
Like a lot, every artist, for the most part, dropped like one good ass song this year. I mean, like Moneybag. I've been fucking with Moneybag. Hey,
you've been bumping that
shit.
Yo, crazy.
I don't know why. Like lately, I've been fucking with some Moneybag. What else? Who else dropped? Tory Lanez was still doing him. Kid Cudi and M came back pretty hard. I was like actually surprised how well that song sounded.
Right. I forgot about that song.
Yeah, like I'll say.
How'd
far
you feel
as, like,
about that?
With the kid, it just surprised me. I didn't think I'd ever hear that combination.
I'm happy that Kid Cudi's like branching out.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like he doesn't make a lot of music or collaborations with a lot of artists. So I'm just really happy about that because he's such a like a not a loner, but like he has like that. He doesn't have like that industry mindset. You know what I mean?
Industry?
Yeah, like he doesn't really fuck with a lot of people from the industry, and Eminem is like pretty fucking big in the industry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he'll fuck with like Travis Scott because he taught him how to hum, Kanye West, but that's about it. I can't think of anyone else that like Kid Cudi actually fucks with.
Would you consider him a outcast?
Yeah. Kind of, but like he puts himself there. You know what I mean? Like he does, like he like puts the distance himself. Like not because everyone does that. I'm sure everyone would love to work with him.
I mean, he says it's more like a mental thing.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah, exactly. Like he puts himself in that situation.
But I think it's crazy. Like now that we're talking about music, I actually had this conversation with a friend of mine, and it was about Juice WRLD because his album just dropped recently.
Did you listen to it?
No. Because I'm gonna be real, I'm not a Juice WRLD fan.
Okay, yeah,
I keep it a buck. I tell them like, I don't think he sounds terrible. Like, it's just like I can't feel it. I can't relate to a lot of his songs because I'm not like on that same type time. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not like this isn't a diss, but when I describe his music, it's more like depressing. It's druggy. Like, it's very druggy.
Yeah,
I'm not on any of that time. And I'm not hating on it because like I said, there's some songs I enjoy.
Yeah.
But like I'm not gonna be like, yo, bro, I had a whole album. That album was fire. I can't say that. That's not coming out my mouth. And no disrespect to him, because you know, like rest in peace and whatnot.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I was
It's different with like Pop Smoke releasing a post death album and like Nipsey. Because at least with Pop Smoke before he passed away, I was getting onto his music and I really fucked
with
it.
Then
when he passed away, unfortunately, like the music was still good, so it was like, all right, cool. And then but the thing is, I think I would have to do with Juice WRLD. I'm gonna have to give him a chance because I still haven't. Yeah. Because with Nipsey Hussle, I wasn't listening to Nipsey before he passed away. And then once I listened to that album, I actually became a Nipsey Hussle fan and made me go back into his backlog to look and listen
to what brought it to that point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's not like I'm rocking with every single Nipsey song ever. It's just like, oh well, he had a really good sound on Victory Lap, so yeah. I'm gonna go search through his like. Pass shit to see what I fuck with.
But the thing with Juice WRLD was
you don't feel like you could do that with Juice WRLD.
I did. I've been rocking with Bull for a minute. Like I've given him multiple chances.
Oh really?
I've every time he dropped a project or a single, I was listening, because like when he first came out with Lucid Dreams, like that's what like really blew him up. Like that song blew him the fuck up, and that's when I started listening to his music.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I used to tell people like, yo, Juice WRLD sounds like Post Malone and Lil Uzi had a baby.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, when you said that. And I still hold that. But like, I remember like Justin Richburg made a fan comic strip because like Juice WRLD was a big Future fan. He did a collab project with Future.
I actually listened to that.
And like, they pretty much was just like in the comic strip, the artist had Juice WRLD thanking Future, saying like, "Yo, bro, like, you know, you really inspired me," because you know Future was like really pushing the drug thing with like Dirty Sprite 2.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, "You really inspired me. Like, I wouldn't be here where I was if it wasn't for you." And this was like really after, like, he posted this comic strip after he died. Mm-hmm. Cause then it showed, like, at the end of the comic strip, it shows Future holding a cell phone with Juice WRLD, like, dead news on the phone. And he's just like, "Damn, like, you know, for like that. Like, how does Future feel?"
Yeah.
Like, cause like, imagine that boy telling you that, and then yeah, that boy dies doing shit that he thought, like, you would do.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I'm not justifying like or slant trying to come at Future by any means. I'm just saying like that when I read that strip like freshly post death, yeah. I was like, damn, like I feel that. That's tough. And then like someone I saw like after the album recently just came out, I saw someone post. I don't know if he actually said this or not. Like they quoted him, mm-hmm. but he was pretty much saying like I hate being on the drugs, but if it wasn't for the drugs, I wouldn't be where I am.
Yeah, there's
And I told and I told my boy, because my one boy is like a heavy Juice WRLD fan.
Okay.
Yeah, and like he's like he really was upset about it. And I was just like, that's who I was talking to it about. And I'm just like, and I told him that, and he's just like, yeah, you're right. I really can't say nothing about that.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like I feel you. Like I like that's sad, but Bull chose to do that.
It's kind of like Russ when he was just like, oh, I don't fuck with the artists that are talking about, you know, doing drugs all the time, like smoke perp. Like I think that's why he had that beef with him. With him, like, he's just not rocking with it. But, I mean, yeah, there's validity to it, so.
Yeah. So that's kind of how that.
I don't know, because, like, I don't know. There's a certain level, like, I think it's just an age thing. And when it comes to, like the youth listening to music, because, like, when I was listening to Eminem, and he was putting, like, a shit ton of songs about, like, doing drugs and being buck wild, I was young and I was fucking with it, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's just happening with Juice WRLD.
But that's
with a younger group. Like, is the dude you were talking to, is he younger? Like, is he from
I don't know, he's older than me.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. Never mind.
Talk that talk, Poppy. Talk that talk.
Never mind.
But like I just feel like, mm-hmm. I'm not saying like I hate what the music is nowadays, because I love how diverse like rap is and all the other genres. Mm-hmm. But like it's like I feel like that like where we're at, the music's gonna keep influencing. That culture's gonna keep influencing the youth at the end of the day. Like back then, we didn't watch like Jay-Z and all these niggas like doing that shit. They were popping niggas and, you know, getting money. Like in the video, you saw these niggas with bitches and like, yeah. And like, you feel me? Like velvet shorts and shit with headbands.
With the Kango hats.
Yeah, with Kango hats in the fucking tropics. Like, feel me? Like even Gilly was saying that. He's like, yo, why it be like 50 niggas in the video now? What happened to the video vixens? What happened to the video vixens? You Fruit Loops is getting in Fruit of the Looms now. Like, Vulture be saying shit like that.
So you're not going to give Juice WRLD another chance?
I'm not saying I'm not giving him a chance, but, like, I just, yeah, well, for that project, like if I hear it, mm-hmm. cool. But I'm not, like, digging.
Okay. That's valid.
It's digging. Like, I also mentioned, I feel like we had this conversation before, too, where I was just like, with post-death albums, like, I just feel they're not good. Like they don't like they like but the
does
people.
The, like the
people,
same does the same apply to like the Pop Smoke album?
Yeah, I don't like the Pop Smoke album.
You don't like the new one?
No,
really? So weird.
I listened to the whole thing, bro.
You didn't like it?
I did not like it because of like.
Is there a reason?
I just feel like a lot of it just sounded the same.
Uh huh.
Like as far as like because like both like it's just UK like the UK drill beat thing. Like I that's what I got from the first half. Then like when he went with like the R&B shit, it's just like, bro, this shit is not romantic. Like, Lil TJ was like, I nutted on her sheets. Like, this is not a romantic song. Yeah, see, she dropped her jaw. She didn't even listen to the jaw. Lil TJ did that set in the song. He's like, I pulled out and nutted on her sheets. I'm like, what girl wants to hear that? Like, I know you don't want, like, you what? Oh. Hold on.
Jane Doe. You never know.
I only like two songs from that project. Which were? Gangsta and For the Night.
Okay.
The other ones I've heard, like, once or twice, but it's not my cup of tea.
I think Pop Smoke was just trying to transition like into pop star mode, and
you want to know how I know this project was rushed was because they didn't even have an album like cover for it. Like Virgil Abloh fucked that up. He threw that up there. I don't care what nobody
says. Is that the dude that's been or he does the all the iconic
Off-White, Louis Vuitton, Virgil Abloh.
Okay.
Mm. Come on, bro.
He's the one that's been getting all the backlash.
Yeah, he was getting backlash for the Black Lives Matter. Now he got backlash for that too.
Or for the $50.
For the $50. Yeah. Then after that, now it's the Pop Smoke album, the shitty ass Pop Smoke album he did.
I don't know about just the cover, not the music.
It was a cover.
I like the cover.
The one where it's his headshot and it has like the 3D chain. No, not that one. He did that. It looked so cheap.
But that's not the one they use.
It's not. He didn't make that. He didn't make that, but I'm saying, that was the plan. He was designated to make the, like, when they announced it, they're like, oh, Virgil Abloh is going to do the cover design. So I'm like, feel me? Like, yeah. you guys didn't, y'all not paying respect to me, bro. Like, nobody was fucking with it. Nobody.
I don't think musically it was rushed.
So many people, like, yo, 50 was like, yo, I need graphic designers. Somebody please give me a fucking graphic cover. He was posting them up crazy, letting people vote on it and shit.
Yeah, I mean, 50.
That's why I was just like, I don't feel like they were prepared. It was like in the same thing with like other artists like X. Mm-hmm. Trying to think who else. I mean, even I yeah, pretty much just X. Like I listened to like X.
The Skins album that came out.
The two, both of them. There was another one after that.
Yeah,
and like a lot of music. It's like they just sold the vocals. Like they're just selling vocals, and then whatever artist wanted.
You mean like the Lil Wayne song?
Yeah, Lil Wayne had an X. I remember that. He even said, he's like, I don't even know Bull.
Yeah, I remember that.
And yet, Bo B, like, he hopped on the last X album talking about how, like, it hurt him.
So are you saying there's just certain artists on the Pop Smoke album that weren't supposed to be there?
I'm not saying that. It's more so, like, people will ride the name.
You don't think he would have been banging with 50 the same way, like, if he were alive kind of thing?
No, I'm not saying he wouldn't bang with 50. I just feel like 50 didn't, like, show its respect. He could have produced, like, I feel like they didn't take their time on that, bro.
I think it sounds great. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, it's gold right now, but it's been out for a while.
Yeah, I mean, the deluxe edition's still going to come out.
I'm just saying.
Like, and we're not going to get the Pusha T verse.
Other niggas' albums sell out, feel me? Go triple platinum in like a week, you mean?
Whoa. That's shady.
That's a lot. You're mad shady. Damn.
I'm just saying, if it was that great, niggas was really feeling it.
Well, how about you listen to how many times did you listen to it?
Once. That's all I need.
Listen to it more.
I listened to it one time.
You know why? Because
I listened to it enough to let you know that Lil TJ said he's pulling his dick out and nothing on somebody's sheet. You don't think I listened to it thoroughly enough? Like, I can pull that joint out and be like, hold on, this album's funky. Like,
I liked it. I don't know.
Nah, I'm not saying. Like I said, it's like because he like when I referred earlier, it's a lot of the same sound.
I wasn't expecting Tyga to be on the album.
Just yo, bro. Like,
but that was about it.
We're talking about
that wasn't a bad song. It was just it felt weird. I don't know.
I wouldn't put that Tyga on anything. I'm gonna be real with you.
Why?
I don't blame you.
You don't like Tyga?
Not anymore. If he was like the old Tyga, maybe.
What's the difference?
Like Last Kings. This nigga's trying to be a Cali rapper.
Oh, right. You're the part. Never mind.
Yeah.
I know how you feel about Tyga now. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
What else we got? What other new music came out? So you don't fuck with Pop Smoke.
You hear this, man?
That's all I gathered.
That's all I gathered, bro. I do fuck with Pop Smoke, just not that song. Like that album.
All right.
Cool. But
what other new music came out? So you're not fucking with Juice WRLD either.
Nah.
Okay.
I haven't even heard. Nobody's even put me onto a song that came out. Like I'm not hearing people.
I don't know anyone that listens to Juice.
Nobody really.
Where's
fucking
he from? Do you know where
Chicago?
He's from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. I feel like Chicago artists are hit or miss with me.
They're all different.
Yeah.
Like you got like Polo, Polo, Chance, Juice, Kanye, Common. Vic Mensa, like, it's just, like, a lot of different little dirt.
How do you feel about Roddy?
Huh?
How do you feel about Roddy?
Roddy Rich?
Mm-hmm.
I like Roddy.
So you didn't like him on the track with Pop Smoke?
No. Oh. Him and 50? I feel like 50 just put him, like, I feel like 50 put him on because the same reason Meek put him on the Nipsey joint, the Nipsey tribute.
Because he's a poppin' artist right now?
Yes.
Yeah. But there's, but like, there's a reason why he's a poppin' artist right now.
He's really talented.
Yeah, yeah, so. I'm still trying to understand. All right, so you don't like the song just because Roddy Ricch
I mean, like,
is a popping artist.
I mean, no, but 50, why 50 had to be on it? Like, bro, like, why are you?
Well,
like,
I mean, when it comes to the music industry, sometimes you don't get placements because you don't have that relationship with people. So, like, if 50 can do that for you.
But why, no, why did he have to be on? He was in rapping in the song. I'm saying, well, why 50? 50 had to be on that song?
Because he was trying to get that chicken.
Fuck 50. No, bro, you're old. We don't want to hear it.
You don't like 50?
Not no more. Old 50, bro. Like, I niggas need to, like, once you can fall off. You can fall off. Nobody's listening to Lil Wayne no more.
So before he got shot?
That's not true. That is true.
That's not true.
That's true.
That's not true.
That's true.
There's no way. I listen to Lil Wayne still.
The new shit he drops?
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
I've never seen, you've the never funeral? Played Lil Wayne lately.
You don't let me bang music in your car,
we're
bro.
We're in your room. We're in your room half the time.
All right, bet. I'm going to remember that. Yeah. Be Lil Wayne all day now. Yeah,
bet. See, we're talking like Carter 3, Carter 4, back, no. 5, like, you feel me?
No, I mean, like, no ceilings. Yeah, I understand. Like, I understand.
Well, my man was really killing the
game.
He
dropped some pretty good songs on the funeral. You didn't give that a chance, I bet.
I didn't, because, like, nobody was giving it a chance. Carter 5 was
I gave it a chance, and there's some good songs on there. You just...
Some.
Lazy songs.
I want, like, I need greatness. Like, I need greatness.
No, you don't.
You feel me? It's like a time we got to retire. It's like Vince Carter was like playing basketball since he was like.
You think the baby's still releasing good music? He dropped an album this year.
Oh, you talking about that Rockstar jump? Mm-hmm. I didn't like that jump at all.
Really? Why?
It just sounded like the same song. But like he said it. He like Lil Boat said it on the Oprah's bank account. Like, why? How
I'm
do you
actually getting like how, really accustomed to Lil Yachty? I didn't like him at first, but like.
I tried putting them on you, but you was.
I don't like the really happy songs. I don't know. Like, the real happy, cheerful songs aren't my thing. Maybe I'm just a depressed motherfucker. I don't know.
I peeped that.
Maybe I just like all the dark Lil Yachty songs.
Where he's just talking with. He's rapping with, like, actual like, hood niggas.
Yeah. Do your thing, man.
But when he got Justin Bieber, you ain't fucking with it?
Yeah, exactly.
Him and Kyle, so you wasn't fucking with what's that song?
I don't like Kyle as an artist.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't mind him. It's I mean he's very pop. It's just very pop.
Yeah.
But
not about it. Lil Baby's having a great year.
Speaking of which, he dropped a project on Friday and I didn't like it at all.
Who?
Kyle.
Oh.
He but like bro, the features he had on that, I'm like bro, he had Trippie Redd, Bryson Tiller, Rich the Kid. I was just like disappointed.
Trippie Redd hasn't dropped an album, right?
Tyga was on it too.
Trippie Redd didn't drop an album. He only dropped that one single with Party, right?
Yeah.
And that was it?
Yeah.
It's kind of all we heard from Trippie, from my understanding.
Last year.
Is he alive?
Who? Trippie Redd?
Yes.
Yeah. Why would he be dead?
They're dropping the video. What?
It doesn't hurt to ask.
Hold on.
Yeah, Trippie Redd's alive. Yeah, Trippie Redd's alive.
Where did he come from?
Him and Party are dropping the video for that song.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow,
I think it's cool that, like, OVO and, like, wherever the hell
Trippie Redd is.
Trippie Redd still signed a whatever label he was with, Lucian Grange.
See, that's the thing. There's too many like indie labels now that I just can't.
It's not an indie label. He's the son of Universal Group, and he started his label. Or he has a label. I forget what it's called. Talk.
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you honestly.
What do you think? Anyway, Jane, I think it's cool that like he's.
I need more sense from you, Tanjane.
I feel like I don't see a lot of. I don't know. I don't see a lot of people from OVO like branching out to like the newer generations that isn't Drake.
What do you mean? Oh, like you mean? Like,
you know how like Drake will like he'll get on a song, he'll just start rapping with like, or it's kind of like how like Lil Baby came about, right? Like I only really found out about him because Drake. He was on the track with Drake, right?
The indie
joint. I don't really see that happening with OVO artists at all, unless it's Drake. So it's nice to see Party Next Door just go out and do that with another like male artist because he does that with female artists.
Party's Next Door's made some with like he's made a song with Nipsey, he's made a song with Travis Scott.
Wow, maybe I'm just like not plugged in.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh. So you're doing a bad job as a friend. Plug me in.
Bro, I try. You don't like I try to put you
well, then that's different.
I try to put you to a party, you didn't like it. And until Party Mobile came out, he did not want to listen to Party.
I didn't.
I didn't like Party Mobile. I love Party, well, but love Party Mobile. Some of the songs were okay, but
that dropped this
I'm
year.
A diehard Party fan, so I was expecting so much. No, and
if I get lit and I put Party Mobile
Savage
on,
Savage Anthem was great, though.
That's a car you had to ride to.
No, like, it's the album's decent, but I wouldn't bump it.
All right, so what version of Party do you fuck with the most?
Like, what's your favorite album?
My favorite album? Or project?
Colors?
It's everything. Like, I love everything, but... Party Mobile.
I wasn't crazy.
That's the part that fucked me up. Like, I love everything but that. Like, I was expecting so much, and
like what?
Nah, I was actually pretty satisfied.
Yeah,
it's something you ride to. It's like the dark late, the demo tape that Drake. That's something you drive to. It's not something you like put at a party. Me personally, not every song. Every song.
Are you still banging with that? I'll put it on every now and then.
Once in a blue.
Yeah, I don't put it on often. No. I guess it still did pretty good.
It's not a bad junk. Like, it's just like scraps. It's not like it's not a concept. Like, it's not a put together project.
Yeah, you don't feel like you feel like it's just a bunch scraps. Of throwaway tracks. Scraps. So it's kind of like his new DJ Khaled's two new songs.
Yeah,
right?
like the two songs he did with DJ Khaled. Like, I gave Grease a couple more sound like listens, and I like it at the like once it's like he switches the cadence, I like it. But like Popstar, I didn't care for.
You didn't. Or have you been hearing the allegations from The Weeknd saying that? Oh, he sounds like he spent my flow. I don't know if The Weeknd said it himself, but
it's
just been floating out there.
I
heard it. When I heard it, I was like,
I can see the resemblance because like both talking in French and shit too, like which is like uncommon now. Like, but you've been from Canada. French been the thing over there. Like speaking French. So it's just like, bro, you could have been on that bag, but my man Weeknd stuck true to his roots from the jump. He wasn't trying to talk that Klingon shit till later on. Feel
the
me?
Klingon.
Like, the Klingon, that's that Jamaican, you mean? Even though that is the culture, though. I be trying to tell people, like, that's actually how they talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, like, the video, like, the one white guy you sent me, it was like an Instagram video of Bo just talking like that. Like, he had a rant where he hollered at Shawty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's like, you're a waste. No, you're a waste.
Man, you want to be from Toronto so bad.
Me?
Yeah, you.
How do I want to be from, like, from
you
Toronto
love
so
them
bad?
Up there.
How do I love
I don't
them?
Even know what it's like.
Bro, you're dicky in me.
You.
Because you said I want to be from Toronto. I don't even mention them. I don't even talk about them.
Toronto's great.
Yo, it's crazy how he hates, like...
I've been there.
He hates
great.
Anything.
It's
different.
I feel like if you've been there...
Different.
I do hate different because it's like, well, where does this energy come from?
You feel that? That sounds like some real
hate
Trump supporting energy. I don't like change. I don't like different.
Like, Canada's such America right now.
Canada's such a diverse place.
Just kill me, Ergo. All right.
Racism is live there, though.
You
but
feel me?
It's nice.
We're in Toronto.
Yeah.
I've never been, so I can't speak on how great it is. I just hear their music coming down here. You know,
so got Toronto people just shooting people in the ass. How did you feel when Boy Wonder went on like a crazy rant yesterday?
On what? I didn't see that.
He was talking crazy. Pretty much he went saying Drake's a great, one of the greatest producers and artists. And then he was saying just like how like, even like Canada, he's saying Canada has some, like the best producers. Mm-hmm. He's saying like the music, like our music has... taking the game. That's what he just went off and started, was saying all that.
I wouldn't disagree
with
him.
Then he started putting on other Canadian producers. He's like not even just talking about myself. Then he just started naming mad people.
I wouldn't disagree with him, but it, like, would I be human to just like roll over and just accept that fact?
Like that.
And be an American and roll over and accept that fact? No. I'm not going to just roll over and accept that.
I guess.
What do you mean you guess?
I just don't, like, if that's what it means, if being American means being wrong and not being able to admit it, like...
No.
Like,
well,
I'd rather, like,
then
prove
I didn't,
wrong.
I didn't say I was wrong. I didn't say that was wrong or anything. Like, I'm not saying it's
you
wrong.
You said roll over, so that means you're just taking
it. Well, I'm just not going to... Well, you're not going to just say that and, like, not expect any type of retaliation. Like, I can
I'm
going to
retaliate with my actions.
What?
Do better. like Lil Uzi said, do better.
Nah. I'm not rolling.
I'm not rolling.
I don't know. I mean,
then you'd have to back it up. You can talk all that, but if you don't back it up, it doesn't mean anything.
Back it up with what? Like American artists that are great.
If you can prove that y'all that it was better, then that's true. I'm not agreeing with him.
Where's Mustard from?
I'm not agreeing with him. He's from.
Mustard's a great producer.
I don't want to say
great, an amazing producer. Like one of the best. Kanye, one of the best. I'll keep going. You know anyone?
DJ Mustard from California, Los Angeles.
There you go. We got Dr. Dre, one of the best. Like, come on, man. They're just on that new wave, like, hype shit. Like, It is what it is, though. They can talk their shit. Everyone's, like, valid to talk their shit.
I just mean now. It's, like, presently. Like, we're talking about past shit. Like, when we talk about past shit, it's cool, but it's, like, that same argument, like, niggas have with, like, all right, like, for example, like, when I talk sports, like, I'm a Giants fan. We live in PA. There's plenty of Eagles fans. Eagles got their first chip. They felt like they were the man. But, like, I could be like, yo, bro, I got four chips, which is what you're doing right now. You're like, we got all these old producers that are, like, but, like, he's saying, like, now, like, presently, the Eagles got their chip. The Giants ain't get a chip. Like, we have four chips, but our last chip was 2012. I really can't say much. I can say we were there four times. We did it four times.
So you're comparing all the, that doesn't work.
It's the same thing. Because you're saying, like, Dr. Dre and shit. Like, I'm like, bro, like, not that many people are getting Dr. Dre to produce their shit. Or like Swiss.
Because they can't.
Yeah, exactly. You can't.
But there's another one, Swiss. Bro, come on.
Yeah, I know. I agree. They're both great producers. I'm not denying that. But I'm not in the producer game to comment on that. I'm sad. But that's why I asked you.
About what? Oh. Because Boy Wonder is really good. Like, he's great. He's amazing. I would put him up there. But like, just to be like, he's spanking everyone down here, he's not. He's capping. I wouldn't agree with that shit. That's crazy.
It is crazy. But he said it. He literally said, all right, I'm done with my rant. Like,
no, he's entitled to it. I don't think he's right 100%.
I can't speak on it because I don't, like, you. I ask you, mm-hmm. like, my friends all the time, like, I don't, like, who made this? Because I don't pay attention to the producers. I don't look at the credits. I just take the project as a whole.
Yeah. I don't know. He's definitely headstronging the new school for sure. Like,
Boy Wonder?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, see, I didn't know that.
Like, I would put him with, like, the same category as Zaytoven, but he'd be, like, way higher than Zaytoven.
That's what I'm saying, because now you got Jetson, the boy who's been doing all the baby's beats. Jetson made another one.
Okay.
He's made a couple beats right now. Or look at, like, Ja Lil Beats. Ja Lil Beats, he had a great career and then just stopped making beats for certain niggas.
Yeah.
Because him and Meek were doing his thing. Him and me were chilling, like making fire. Making those Dream Chasers and Flamers joints was going crazy. Making the boy just bangers. Stopped.
Yeah, I heard it. I guess. I don't know. I'm not letting Boy Wonder just say that.
I can't speak on it. That's why I asked.
Okay.
So who's top dog, bro? Like, who, in your opinion, like, who's your top dog? Like, who do you,
like, producer or just artist?
Like, who do you look for?
Right,
like,
now, I'm gonna give it to Mustard. I think Mustard's fucking killing it.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think ever since he went independent, he's just been, like, dropping fucking hits after hits. And regardless of, like, it's on his project or someone else's project, you can't deny it. Like, I think he's spanking people around, for sure.
I heard Bull, I don't know if you remember, like, that whole LMA Jacquees situation.
No, I don't.
It was, like, when Jacquees dropped, like, a remix to her, like, song Trip. I don't know if you listen to that song Trip at all.
No.
Damn, bro, like, yo, put this man hit. Like, somebody put this man hit. No, that song, bro, I ain't gonna lie, that song had niggas in their feelings. Like, that song had niggas. Yo, when they could, like, your girl could have left the car, and you was driving home still playing that. Thinking shit, like, thinking about LMA the whole time. Like, damn, that's a bitch who really love her, nigga.
I haven't heard it. You should show it to me.
I got you. But pretty much, Jacquees made a remix like he does with most of R&B songs, and he does a great job. It's crazy because he does better on the remixes than he does his own music. But it's like, people were pretty much talking about how great it was in the original,
mm-hmm.
and then it got taken down, and like, he didn't really speak on it, but like, people were like, are unsure whether it was her or if it was Mustard, because I believe she signed under DJ Mustard.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if Mustard, fuck that. You're not taking bread out of my girl pocket. It's a lawsuit. Take that shit down. Or if she felt some type of way and was like, nah, that's not cool. Like, I don't know how. I don't know the mechanics of that.
Yeah.
I just know your boy was involved.
Did you hear the...
and then I walk out the room.
Did you hear about the, what's it called? The lawsuit that is happening between Migos and QC, where Migos is basically trying to get off the QC label?
Yeah, that was weird. I didn't, like, why did they sign that in the first place? Were they always signed to QC?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. See, because, like, I never really paid attention. Like,
or,
I thought,
well,
I was
not always, just... not always, but yeah, for, yeah.
Okay, because I thought Gucci signed them at one point.
I don't know that. It's probably a cosign. Like, you know how you give someone a cosign, but you're not really signing them?
I feel that, but sometimes them niggas really be saying that. Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro, I think this nigga Drake signed under some UK niggas.
Nah,
I'm not
really?
Even lying, bro. I think this nigga really like Skepta. I think he signed like with Skepta.
Oh shit!
As I was saying, I'm like Skip, I wouldn't even do that. Like, not even to get good with the niggas. Like, like if both said, yo, I'll put you D, make sure my peoples is bumping your music or something like that. Like, I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, bro, if you can't fuck with my music, they're going to fuck with it. If not, I won't tour. I'll tour to China or whatever. Like,
yeah. Well, maybe not I'm China, out. Yo, all right. We actually haven't even talked about that. What the fuck is going on with coronavirus here?
It's not real, bro. It wasn't real this whole time.
Yeah, but we're going back to, what, yellow or we're going back to red in some areas?
I believe so.
That bullshit.
Yeah, I was mad when I went to fucking Pittsburgh and they had just gone back to yellow, so all the bars and shit had closed.
Yeah, you're part of the problem.
I was just kind of just had to thug it out that week.
Play the crib,
make my own good time. Thug it out.
Yeah, I'm not like crazy about going back, but I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I just think it's crazy because like
everyone just needs to put.
They keep announcing more shit coming from China. Like first, like not too long ago, I want to say maybe like three weeks. They announced a new version of the swine flu, and then so it's like, damn, this thing fucking evolved. Like, evolved. Now they're saying they found the bubonic plague.
I heard about that.
I'm like, yo, how are you getting medieval diseases? Like, that's crazy.
Well, I don't know anything about the bubonic plague.
The Black Death, bro.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Honestly, we need to get Bobby in here for that. Education.
Do your research, bro. Nah, but now there was an announcement this week that a fucking squirrel in Colorado has it.
The bubonic plague.
So how
a squirrel?
A squirrel. So I want to know how you know the squirrel has it. How did you catch the squirrel? What made squirrel?
Conspiracy theorist. Where you
it's not a conspiracy theorist. It's actually a thing.
Like, no, I know, but you're a conspiracy theorist where like you're like don't think any of this is real. They're just making this shit up.
Yes. Cause they tested a papaya and a cat and they both tested positive for COVID-19. You can look it up. Tell me I'm stupid. Like tell me okay. I'm stupid for like as soon as they said that I already questioned it. I was like a papaya, a fruit. How does the fruit get the fucking virus?
A papaya.
Yeah,
I'm not even questioning you. I don't.
A tiger got it, a cat got it, a papaya got it.
I just listen to whatever Tom Wolf says, and I'm just like, all right, man. Like,
the thing is, and you could say this is a conspiracy theory, but it's just like really, bro. Like, people are just scared to get sick now. Like, no, like niggas could cough. Like, nigga, it could just be a flu. Like, bro, it's just a flu. Like, niggas.
I know, catch but like flu. Some people that are like
some people,
some people that are contracting it really like suffering.
Like what? Like,
Did you see? Like, did you watch the
do niggas not know?
Wash Us in the Blood with Kanye West and Travis Scott?
I didn't watch it.
You should. Watch
I heard
it.
The song.
You
but...
should watch it.
Okay, so you want to elaborate?
There's like clips on there about or there's just some people that if I remember correctly that are suffering from the COVID-19. Like they look like visibly they can't breathe. It's really difficult for them. It's really scary. Like you just see their abdomens just like in and out like real fast.
For real?
Yeah, you should really watch it.
I don't know if I want to.
I don't want to put a damper on this one, but I'm gonna dead that conspiracy theorist real quick.
I'm just like I don't know because it's just like niggas die from the flu to this day. Like the flu takes like 2,000 lives a year.
I hear it.
I'm just saying like
you think we should just
but like, no. But the thing people also don't realize like I took.
You well, mean, I think the problem is that like people don't know.
I took about human biology at community college, and that's when I learned. That's where I learned that. Like I remember my nurse telling me, "Shit can evolve. The flu could just evolve. It's just getting stronger. Like niggas evolve."
So you're saying like people should just build up their immune system? What about the people that can't?
At the end of the day, it's survival of the fittest.
That's also correct.
At the end of the day, it's survival.
Okay.
Like, if there's an earthquake,
If there's an earthquake.
And buildings are collapsing. Am I supposed to like what help every fat nigga that can't walk like that can't move their legs up? Like no, bro, I'm running. I'm worried about me. Like
should have been exercising.
You should have been exercising. You should have been drinking your milk.
I was
you
ready. You're been, not.
You should have been doing your stretches.
Wow.
You've been lacking.
It's like there's something's just out of your control.
All right.
You feel me?
Whatever.
I mean, like if you want to get the, I mean, we're gonna see what happens when this so-called vaccine that's supposed to be coming out.
You're gonna get it?
I don't know. We're gonna see.
We're gonna see.
I don't know. I'm not feeling too comfortable. Like
I would know.
Bro,
how would you feel if you had a kid and like a bunch of doctors are telling you to get like vaccines and whatnot.
My kid?
Yeah.
That's kind of hard. That's not like. It's like I'd have to like see my nigga suffering for real, for real.
Because I think I was
see when my
I was,
nigga like on the floor like hand out like damn bro you really
when I was listening when I was listening to Royce 5'9"'s album The Allegory, I think he mentioned something about how he got his kid vaccinated when he was young and he came out
mentally
disabled,
bro. Because like that's a thing, like before like they even like say like now they're really like saying that there might like the vaccine might be coming out sooner than expected. But, like, Bill Gates is supposedly behind that whole thing. And he's already been testing shit in, like...
The Bill Gates thing is really fucking crazy.
Yo, bro, but he's actually been testing shit on, like, the kids in India. Like, they said 10 kids lost their ability to walk.
Oh, really?
After getting vaccinated by Bill Gates.
Oh, shit. I was not aware.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Like, nobody, like, because it's not... Because you're not going to blow that shit up because it's going to throw dirt on his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're distracted.
Like, that nigga, that's the Microsoft man. My computer's Microsoft. Like, feel me? Some old lady's gonna really lose it. Like,
yeah, I guess you're right. All right, well, I guess we're gonna end on a dire note.
On a dire note, I'm not gonna kill a body. Yeah, that's right, yo. If you don't want your kid to walk, you mean give him get the vaccine? Like,
I don't know.
You don't ever have to worry about your son leaving the crib again. Like,
I think as a parent, that's a tough decision. But I guess for yourself, I don't know.
It is a tough decision as a parent, because like you, take, but at the same time, like, wouldn't you take? Because like, you're a parent, and if you're not there, who's going to take care of your kid? Think about it, if you don't get the vaccine, then what? And you do get sick, you got to think about that sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's really a gamble, but at the end of the day, I'm childless. I am childless, petless. So I think I'll be all right.
Fine.
You feel me? I'll fight it out.
You're just fighting, yeah. That's you. Yeah. I don't have a child.
But you do have a dog.
Oh, yeah, my son.
So when that vaccine come out, are you going to get it for Zeus or nah, bro?
I think he's going to have to thug it out.
It'll be fine. Wait, dogs get flu shots too?
Actually, I don't know.
I think the last time. Thug it out. I said, damn. I mean, well, animals like, have been getting
when
it too.
When he goes in to get his vaccines, like, I mean, I'm not trying to compare dogs to, like, humans or anything, but when he gets his vaccines, I'm just like... Like load them up. Like I don't need anything bad happening
she got
to
a,
this
she
dog.
Got a,
I love
got,
this dog too much.
Got a dart gun. She's out here lighting him up. Each
like,
one
I want him
each
to
one
be
with
good.
A different medicine.
Yeah, I don't want him like suffer at all. Like just get him. Like he's good. But that's a dog. All right, wrap it up.
Wow. Judgment
he
zone.
Said, wow.
All right, yeah.
Fucking violated me.
You sure you want to end it on this, bro? We can try to find something. Right. Come on to Jane Doe. Give us some.
You're fucking up today. What's up with you? You want to expose me so bad. I'm Jane Doe.
You are. You're still going to be Jane Doe. So he's going to snip it out.
Yeah, I'm going to just put a beep. Just beep it out.
I should. No. But like the dark boys. Like the dark boys for like the prison.
The dude in the silhouette.
The silhouette. Like, so what happened, boys?
That'd be really cool,
give
her
the
though.
Deep dark voice.
That'd be really cool. Like auto-tune me up.
Auto-tune you up?
Yeah, like Freaknik.
I just got auto-tuned. I'm like, trying to learn that shit so much.
You're not trying to learn that? So
it's so much to learn.
It is.
I know.
Get ready for gym.
Turn me up, Cruz.
Turn me up. No, I'm just trying. I'm just trying to like have something light to end that. We were just talking about like dogs and like people dying, getting crippled. I'm you're like, right. Yo, like this thing started out so positive, and then we just... All right, now for the facts.
It's been a very depressing year. I don't have anything like...
Damn.
Like, I have nothing positive to really, like, talk about, honestly.
Things aren't looking up.
How about we talk about the stimulus check?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Let's sign positive real quick. We about to cash out again.
Oh, you think they're going to... Wait.
I actually thought he said he's already, like, that it's a guarantee they're, like, doing a second joint.
Really?
A second bundle. And I heard everybody's enough. Eating.
You said everybody.
That's what I heard. I heard even the people, even the people on child support.
Oh,
even though they don't deserve it.
Well, it's if you haven't been keeping up with your child support.
Well, that says a lot. That says a lot about you.
That's not a lot of people. Well, it's a lot of people, but there's like there. You have to like don't do that because there's a lot of men out there and women paying child support on time.
Don't do that.
You said that dude do that at the wrong time. I was gonna spit that shit out. Don't do that.
Nah. Bugging.
I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, I know there's like good ones that are still suffering rep. I mean, like,
kind of like,
but that's what I'm saying. It's good because even those are going, even the guys who are that have to pay child support that are playing their part are still going to get the check.
Oh yeah,
that's what they say. That's what they're saying.
Well, I'm assuming the people that are up to date with their child support still got their check.
I don't think so.
Really?
I heard
that's fucked up. I didn't even know about that.
One boy.
Or he's probably capping. He's probably lying to you.
Maybe
he's like, yeah, I'm up to date.
They sent out like $1.3 trillion out to deceased people. So if they're eating, the men on child support eating, like, let's be real, swear to you, 1.3. Because I think the entire package was like 3 point something. Don't quote me. I have no idea. But yeah,
they better refund
definitely
that.
Definitely 1.8 went to some deceased individuals.
Damn. I'll be tight.
Well, shit, I'm about to
they cash the now shares. No.
Okay. Okay. Wild out. All right, Tori, chill.
I'm shooting everybody's feet.
That's fine. That's fine.
We bleep that out.
You're bugging. I can't think of anything like crazy that's been like good. I mean, summer's here, and that's good, but it's been fucking hot. It's so hot.
I feel like
I hate complaining about the weather though.
I love the people that are being smart with the money that did get the stimulus check or that are still getting unemployment and they're using it to like invest in themselves. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like starting their own businesses, shit like that. That's the positive I would say that came out of this.
Yeah.
Cause like I've got unemployment before, but it wasn't no $800 a week. Feel me? Like y'all niggas is really eating. Like for y'all, like don't like this is the moment. To seize, like, this is the seize the moment.
Yeah. Like you're doing.
Start doing something with that bread. I don't even care. I don't care if you start a business or if you cop a pee. Do something.
That's a business.
It is a business, but, like, depending on your shade.
Okay.
It is. They're not going to look. That's how they're going to look at it.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true.
That is true. Because, I mean, we still do, like, the whole, like, the police. Brutality movement is still a thing. Like that's still a thing. We're still working on that.
Black-owned businesses that are local that I can support. Like what I've been doing is like, anytime I find like I find out that someone that's like making their own like T-shirts or they're like doing anything like brand related, like try to support them as much as I can.
Yeah,
I think that's the only thing I've been like looking for. That's pretty positive.
I do like just doing business locally, like whether it's like you know like especially like food. Like I love like restaurants, cafes. Mm-hmm. You know, we got Casey's Italian Ice down the street. You feel me? Like I like to show love.
Yeah.
Like, because I like mom and pop shops. Really, that's like genuinely like man made. Like I love man made shit.
Yeah.
Like feel me? When it comes to like manufacturing, everything
like you hustle there.
Out.
Yeah.
It's getting pumped out.
You don't got the machine behind you. Like you gotta every day be on your grind.
Yeah, because even in today's world, like when you buy like overpriced shit, you still find shit that hits the clearance rack because it's like one stitch. Off, because you mean you got like sweatshop workers, shit going crazy.
Yeah,
like even like because like I like you know I fuck with the sneakers heavy. I'm big in the sneaker community, and like
I told you the other day, we were in the one store.
Yeah,
that stitching be off.
Yeah, like it's the same. Like it's like big brands. Like that goes from like Adidas, Nike. You'll see some shit like where they just fucking up the glue. Like the glue going crazy. Like, my man was just falling asleep dozing off when he put that swoosh on. Like shit like that. It's like I like just the quality of things.
Yeah, I mean, some people are putting like real money into.
You know, when you come into that restaurant or that store, they know you by name. They know what you're looking for off rip. They just know you're swole-y.
I love that. I love having a server that's just like they know exactly.
She's
what
like
you
the
want.
Usual, even more like a barber. Like when niggas be switching barbers, I'm like, bro, I'm really not trying to leave like my barber. like my barber is a good like 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, like I drive 30 minutes to get a cut.
I need a new barber.
And it's like yeah. I'm like, that's off the straight, but my man does show love. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, my man has looked out for me before. I'm not just talking cuts. Like, he's a genuinely, like, like a good guy. Like, my man, like, he's someone I could talk to if I need to.
Oh, I got something.
And, like, we hang out and everything.
How much you spend for a haircut?
A haircut?
Yeah, sure. I'm looking for a barber, by the way.
I spend 30 total.
Okay, cool.
20 for the appointment.
Now, let me switch stuff for the women. How much do you spend on your hair?
I am one of the lucky girls out here where a lot of my aunts own salons. I don't pay anything. If I want to get my hair dyed, I'll buy the product. And maybe if, you know, I'll throw some bread. But I honestly don't pay to get my hair done. My mom's like my top one in my glam squad, though. She does my hair.
That's what's up.
So I was saying, but like, what's like usual pricing?
For me, I have like
if you
really
went out, if you went out of family, like you've never out of family.
Oh no, they'll tax my ass. My hair is long. It's thick. It's curly. You have to use a lot of product, a lot of heat. Your arms are gonna 200? Hurt. No, I mean, I just get my natural hair like washed, dried, and all that. I feel
iron.
They'll charge me like folded. 40, 45, like 45, even 50. If it's like a white shop or someone who's not used to my kind of hair.
Oh, okay.
And it'll come out horrible.
Oh.
But, yeah. I'll never let it get to that level.
Like, I ask chicks all the time, I'm like, how much do you spend on your hair? And, like, some people, oh, my God. They'll spend upwards of, like, $200, like, on their hair. And I'm like, how often are you doing that?
That's what I'm saying.
Honestly, often. If I had it like that, I would buy wigs and I would spend $400, $500,
where they're spending
$600.
A lot of their money.
Yeah.
Like, it's like wigs, extensions, stuff like
no
that.
No shade, but I don't need it. If yeah, I'm getting it because I want to, my head's probably going to hurt because my hair is really thick. So.
Oh, I hear that.
It's going to look like a thick layer.
I'm going to be like walking around like this. My neck is going to be stiff as shit.
Migraines.
Heavy. That's a heavy head. Like.
No, but I definitely love wigs. I would definitely love to switch up my hair color, style, as often as I want, but it's just fucking expensive. If you want it done right, it's expensive.
Yeah.
I just think the process of, like for the people who do wear wigs, like, I'm not knocking a girl who wears a wig, but it's, like, I know girls that, like, you know, they get, like, the glued in. I'm like, yo, that sounds like I get it. Like, you've heard the saying before, beauty is pain, but damn, glued that shit in, like, hot glue, like... Or I used to watch my older sister like braid people's hair. My sister know how to braid. Mm-hmm. She'll do cornrows, all that. And I'm watching that. Like I never got my hair braided once. Like she used to want to braid my hair all the time back when it was longer.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not doing it. Cause I just watching that. Maybe I'm just tender headed. Maybe I'm just tender headed because like. To get my shit just be yanked, like, like yo, I be seeing niggas cry. I've seen grown men cry while getting their hair braided.
It's just dying. I think we need to wrap it up.
That's a bad.
It's dead already.
Oh, there it goes.
It's just a little battery.
Wrap it up, King.
I thought we were talking about hair.
Oh. We got an hour and a half.
All right.
We're chilling. We're big chilling. And we fucked up like in the beginning. Because it cut. So we're definitely chilling. We're good. Appreciate you though.
How do we get to braiding though?
That's I appreciate the. We're just talking about happiness,
right?
Happiness. We're talking about hair.
We're trying to like end on a good note, so we started talking about
I'm saying, but how do we go from like her talking about her to me talking about my sister braiding? That's what I'm saying. Like, where did that transfer go?
Because you'd be trailing off, Eddie. You'd be trailing off.
Now, there was something involved.
You guys in a mastermind of everything. I'm just here.
I mean,
you want to talk about braiding more?
Yeah, bro.
You sure?
Yeah.
I used to braid hair
for real.
No.
Oh.
I tried.
Break me up.
I tried. I was really bad at it.
Give her the French braid right now.
Yeah, actually, the French braid is the only one I knew. And I was terrible at it.
I'll give you a... I know I can't braid because I couldn't do GIMP.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you a nice little trash. A little pretzel knot, John.
Pretzel knot.
I'll tell you, Shawnee has me do it here. I'm giving you a shoelace, John.
You're violating.
No, I know I am violating. I'm just being stupid.
I love it.
I was a pro at GIMP, but I'm trash at braiding. But I can twist up some dreads, though.
Dreads?
Yeah, I can dread anyone up.
You should get dreads.
But
I can't.
Braids, I try so hard, and I really try. My hands get tense. I start sweating. I'll be there in my mood. Loose as shit, yo. All these cramps from loose-ass braids.
How do you feel about
white people? It's embarrassing.
How do you feel about white people braids?
I meant dreads.
Nah, Post Malone already did that. I can't say nothing.
No. They're just reaching at that point. Like, you know your hair texture is not... When I dread up people's hair that have curly hair like me, it takes a couple sessions for it to be fully locked.
Yeah.
Well, if you're white, I wonder how many sessions you're taking to get that shit locked. That shit probably hurts. They're pulling your hair. They're teasing your shit.
Yeah.
Like, what? No. I can never.
Shut the fuck up.
They pull your hair, they teasing your shit. Oh,
no,
shit.
But like, you know.
What kind of salon is it?
Teasing is, you know, where you use the
brush.
No,
I know. I know. I'm just being a smart ass.
Gotta clarify for people that don't know. For the people in the back.
Yo, this is a reading rainbow more you know. But yeah, all right.
One word, ouch. When I hear, when I think of white people with dreads, all I think is pain. Ouch.
I wonder why they would, why they do it, though.
To get more in touch, bro. Different. To get more in touch with Pangea. You
know? Pangea.
A more urban.
You think so? I feel like, I don't know.
Because it's always the ones that are like...
I don't know anyone with dreads that's, like, white.
I don't know any either, but I've seen them. You've seen them before. You've seen one before.
All right, well, next one I see, I'm going to interview.
I'm asking, right? Yo, we should.
But, yo, what
why
are you...
do you have those?
Yo, explain yourself.
Yo, why? Yo, what's your real name, Shaggy?
I need to know why you're doing this.
Well, bro, like, well, just, like, smoking the dude.
He just has an accent for
I feel like
reason.
I feel like, yo, if we go to Puffin Stuff, if we hang out at Puffin Stuff, we'll see one.
Oh, no, I do. I know a bartender that has him, but he's no, he's not white. Never mind.
Oh, I was going to say, for real?
He sounds
what
white.
Bar, what bar
he acts white, but he's just not white. Never mind. Okay.
I thought this was saying, this is at the Belv?
Never mind. No. Don't Belv. Put me on black. Yo, you might as well bleep that
the
out
Belv?
Too. Stop saying it. No, what?
Damn. There's a lot of Belv.
Stop putting me on. No free marketing over all here. Right.
All right, yo. Listen, we're going to wrap this up.
Oh, okay.
We're
going
to wrap this up. We want to thank y'all for tuning in to episode 18 of the Almanac Podcast. This is your host, Eddie and Alex.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Jane Doe for popping on and giving her little feminine sprinkle on. That's not so foul. Give a little feminine sprinkle on here.
What's wrong with you? Yeah.
The pleasure is mine.
I'm trying to be positive. You know, not positive, professional. I'm trying to be professional here, man.
Okay.
You know, entangle. Entangle my words.
All right.
Whoa.
Fuck continue.
AKA fuck with my words.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, we want to thank y'all. Just remember, y'all could tune into us on Apple Music and Spotify. And we're still posting to YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
And YouTube.
Catch us there.
Catch us there. Yeah.
See ya.